Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. As happy as can be to be back here with you. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us on this Wednesday afternoon, or possibly Wednesday evening, or even possibly Thursday morning, depending where you are. The number is 888-318-7884. Second hour, we'll have Trent Horn here. We'll do tips for defending the faith. Second hour, 888-318-7884. But all is not lost. We've got a good first hour, so don't worry about that second hour. First hour, Jerry and Debbie are here from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, which is observing an important milestone this week. Let me introduce them. First of all, Debbie Giorgiani. You probably have heard her on your local Catholic radio station or network when it's time to do the fundraising, but a catechist and a life coach and one of the wonderful hosts of Take Two. Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Cy. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Well, I'm delighted to have you on, but I introduce you first, and I think Jerry knows this as well because I'm more scared of you than I am of Jerry. So you get to go first.
Oh, my.
Jerry Usher, of course, the founder of this show and one of the pillars of Catholic radio from its very beginning, that is involved in starting stations and networks and radio programming and still doing it every day to great effect on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks, Jerry, for being on with us.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
All right. So the milestone is you are tomorrow. Is it tomorrow or today? Tomorrow, I think you are reaching 8 years on the air, which is shocking to me that it has flown by like that. But 8 years doing Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been such a wonderful experience to be with the Take Two family. We just love them. Each and every time we do the show, Jerry and I walk away from the show and we're like, wow, they're incredible. And it's a great platform for people to come together to share their lived experiences.
This is what I love about the show, that you have turned it into interactive radio, which is what we need. And I'm so glad that you've had the boldness to go out there and do it. You know your audience. You interact with your audience, not just on the radio, but you'll go on the road and do these pilgrimages where people just show up on their own. Mm-hmm. And all because it seems to me that if I have your philosophy right from listening to the show, I think I've listened to it at least twice. Let me put it that way. That's not true. But from listening to the show, it does seem like your philosophy could be summed up almost for Catholics. We're all in this together. We need to love each other. We need to help each other out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you want to respond to that, Jerry?
Well, no, I agree. You know, we've tapped into something, I think, with the Take Two family that we think is a little bit unique, Cy, and that is, you know, we just try to give people a platform to tell their story. Everybody has something to say to the world. And I think our family, our listeners really appreciate that opportunity. Whatever topic we put out there, everybody has a lived experience that relates to that. And so we have a great conversation each and every day on the program.
Today, we're going to talk about trust and particularly trusting God. And if this is a problem, if this is something that you struggle with, you are not alone. And that's what Jerry and Debbie are here to help out with. Do you struggle to trust God, especially when things get really tough and maybe when the world gets a bit topsy-turvy as it has been for the last, well, they've been just added up 20 years, 30 years. I don't know how long it's been topsy-turvy, but it's very distressing to lots of people to see what's happening in our world today. You having trouble trusting God? If you'd like some help with that, some practical tips on trusting God, 888-318-7884. And do not feel excluded if you are not a Catholic, any of our believing brothers and sisters struggling. And if you're not a believer, maybe that's the point at which you have trouble trusting, just to even initiate believing in God. You're welcome here. 888-318-7884. So Debbie, again, because I'm afraid of you, I'll start with you. What do you say to people when they say, I just can't turn it over to God. I can't trust him. Or I take it back when things get tough.
You do know that our listeners to Catholic radio, they take things very seriously. And every time you speak, they believe that it's the truth. So you may want to just share, Jerry and Cy, that you are not scared of me. I don't think you are. Are you?
Well, do you want me to tell the truth, or I'm confused about what I'm supposed to do now? You're looking for the truth, or you're looking for me to say I'm not scared of you? No, of course I'm not scared of you, Debbie Giorgiani. You're a wonderful friend, and I think people know I'm teasing you.
Do you think so? I hope so.
I think so.
Okay, so you were talking about trust, and you know, I thank you so much for taking on this topic for the listeners of Catholic Answers, because I think it's very important. Jerry and I have a very wonderful and thriving outreach ministry called Stand Tall Today. And we encounter folks every single day that are sharing that they've got a lot of storms that are brewing around them. They're in the middle of some big storms. They have multiple things they're dealing with. And we know as Catholic Christians, we are to trust God more than the storm, right? We're to trust God more than the storm. But in practice, it's very, very hard, because when you're really feeling abandoned by God, or you're feeling like, where is God in all this? You know, how come I 9 and 10 and 15 things are happening to me all at once, when other people seem like they're just moving along nicely. It can really mess with the way you think about trusting God. And so Jerry and I are really committed to getting the word out there, especially the Divine Mercy messages of St. Faustina, and to really build that trust again in God.
So Stand Tall Today, people can get involved in that by going to standtalltoday.com, standtalltoday.com. Jerry, we have folks on the line, but did you want to add to what Debbie said before we go to the phones?
Well, I think, we all learn from our own personal experiences. I certainly have to be able to trust God more. It's not always been that easy for me. I think we all have, wounds that we're dealing with, and, you know, different issues and things areas where we need healing and all of that. But I have found that, you know, when you free fall into God's arms, it's not always an easy thing to do, but we are called to trust. If we cannot trust God, you know, life is going to be tough. Life is really going to be tough, because God is there for us. He's with us all the time. We did our show today was on, you know, how do you deal with the roller coaster of life, the ups and downs and all of that. And I made the point, you know, when we're on that roller coaster, there's always someone sitting right next to us in that roller coaster ride. And that's Jesus. He's always with us every moment, every step of the way. And trusting, it may be hard, but it's so very rewarding. And so we want to talk about that today. If anybody listening, if you've got any issues with trust, maybe you've learned to really surrender your life to God more completely. Maybe it's something you haven't done all the way fully yet, but let's talk about this and have a great conversation.
888-318-7884, the number 888-318-7884. Jerry and Debbie are here from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, which airs each weekday and probably repeats a bunch of times all throughout the week on your local Catholic radio station and on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Jerry and Debbie about trusting God, this hour's for you. 888-318-7884. We'll start out in Florida. Xavier is in Florida listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Xavier, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Go ahead with your question for Jerry and Debbie.
Hello, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for joining us. I'm becoming a fallen theist. I'm strongly doubting whether God even exists. And I've been a hardcore believer almost my entire life. But just with contradictions in the Bible, historical problems, scientific problems, I don't want to abandon the faith. I wish these things were true. I still take my wife and kids to church. So how do I trust God with all the pain and suffering in the world, and specifically with God's divine hiddenness? I'm trying to believe, but why is he so hidden? I'm trying to hold on to the faith, but I'm not getting anything.
Okay. Well, Xavier, thanks for the call, and thanks for your honesty. Brother, you are being straightforward with us, and we have no doubt that that means you're being straightforward with God as well. I would say the first thing I would say is keep taking your wife and kids to church. Okay, don't stop doing that. It may be kind of a blind journey that you're on right now. You know, we don't always know where God is leading us. Sometimes we have to follow him blindly a little bit. But I would say a couple things. One, if you see these inconsistencies or apparent contradictions in Scripture, I'd say that's all the more reason to cling to God right there and trust that, as the church tells us, his word is inspired, it is divine, it is inerrant, It doesn't mean that there aren't seeming contradictions. And I don't remember the quote exactly. I think it was St. Augustine said something like, you know, if there are seemingly things that we can't, that don't make sense or don't line up in Scripture, it's not the fault is not with the Scripture itself. It's with the translation or with us and how we're reading it or interpreting it or understanding it. But it's never really with the inerrant Word of God itself. And I know that, Cy, you've got Trent Horn on in the next hour. So I would say, Xavier, Trent and the folks at Catholic Answers are far more the apologists than Debbie and I are. I mean, we can sort of hold our own when it comes to questions like this, but there are answers to what you're asking right now, brother. So do not turn away from God. God is the source of everything good, every blessing in your life, including that beautiful family that you have. Debbie, I don't know if you wanted to add anything.
Well, yeah, I agree with everything you said, Jerry. And Xavier, I hope you really, you know, listen to what Jerry is saying, because I agree. You have to stay connected, stay tapped in. And Catholic Answers does a phenomenal job at keeping us all, you know, with a greater understanding of our faith and also the walk on with this life that we're living. So I would agree with all of that. One added thing that I would just introduce to you, if you haven't done it already. Now I understand it's a private revelation, so you don't have to be devoted to it in order to remain a wonderful Catholic. But are you and your wife at all interested in Divine Mercy and the messages of Saint Faustina? And the reason why I say that is because, Xavier, it was a game changer, a spiritual game changer for me. I grew up Catholic. I'm a cradle Catholic. I saw the Divine Mercy image in the churches. I understood, you know, about Saint Faustina a bit, but I was introduced to the actual real in-depth diary of Saint Faustina just about 5 years ago. And it has changed my spiritual life completely. I never wonder if God is present. I never wonder if God is really consistent and really there for me. I know He is, because this private revelation by this great saint is really incredible to open our eyes and our hearts to the messages of mercy. And then it enables us to build this incredible trust for God. Are you familiar with the devotion?
Yeah, we go to Adoration Chapel together, and I pray the Divine Mercy Chapel with the Holo app. I'm trying to get something from God, like maybe a little mini revelation to kind of show me that, you know, He exists. Mm-hmm. I do pray the Divine Mercy Chapel.
Good, good. Well, here's a suggestion. Get the diary of Saint Faustina and just meditate on one entry, not the whole. The diary is over 700 pages thick. So you don't, just one entry. And I am telling you, I know it to be true, because it happened with me and it happened with other people. They all of a sudden got that revelation they were looking for. So this may be the answer to what you were searching for, Xavier.
Xavier, I'm so grateful for the call. I do have to go to a break. And I hope that if you're looking for that, for God to reveal Himself to you in that way, that you're asking Him to, because asking is an important part of that. But I'd also like to send you a free book if you'd like it. Trent Horn, our own Trent Horn, wrote a book called Hard Sayings, A Catholic Approach to Bible Difficulties, and it might help you with the Bible difficulties you are having. If you'd like a copy of Hard Sayings, A Catholic Approach to Answering Bible Difficulties, just hang on the line. Edgar will get your information and we'll send it off to you. If you are yourself having trouble trusting God or would like some help helping others to trust God, 888-318-7884. We'd love talking about it with you. Whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome here. 888-318-7884.
Hang on. Catholic Answers Live will return in a moment.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious mystic monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All mystic monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase mystic monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
If it's central to the faith, you can find it on EWTN Podcast Central, featuring the best of EWTN radio, as well as faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates across the nation, all in one place, all free. The destination for great Catholic audio programming is EWTN Podcast Central. It's like podcast heaven. Visit EWTN.com/radio/podcasts today.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. The original, the first, the number one host of Catholic Answers, Jerry Usher, our guest, along with his radio partner, Debbie Giorgiani, and together they do Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Sometimes you got to take a second look. You got to give things a second chance, and that's what they do at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. If you'd like to talk with them about trusting God, you are very welcome to call 888-318-7884. Unfortunately, our next caller just dropped, but I'm going to read the question because I liked it so much. Tony called and asked, if God keeps piling on the burdens in my life, then how can I trust him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you, Tony, and anyone else listening right now, that that's happening to you. You just feel like, wow, I mean, all these things are coming at me all at once. I can't take much more, Lord. Think of it as an opportunity to do exactly what Jerry said a few minutes earlier, to free fall into God's arms. Why do I say that? Because God wants all of you. He doesn't want just part of you. We serve a very jealous God. He is amazing. He wants all of you, and he wants you to trust him, but you have to, it has to be at your own free will to do it. He cannot force you. You're not a robot. He'll never infringe on your free will. So he wants all of you. You got to trust more than the storms coming at you, and you will see, you will definitely see the Lord's hand in things. Ask the Lord what you need to learn through this. Ask him to help you get stronger and free fall into his arms. It is actually when it's coming at you very fast and furious, it's an opportunity for great spiritual growth. What do you say, Jer?
I agree with all of that. And I would just say, Tony, don't get overwhelmed. I mean, sometimes when you're mentioning, you know, God keeps piling on the burdens, that can be tough, and you will be in our prayers to be sure. But I would encourage you, maybe take one of these issues at a time and just say, God, I'm just going to focus on this right now. This is a burden. This is weighing on me. It's a challenge. It's a trial. It's a temptation. Will you help me find my way through this or out of this? And don't forget that St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting around verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And he says, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. I know those can be really hollow words when you're in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the storm and the darkness. But try to trust God. Ask him to increase your trust. And again, maybe with one of these issues or burdens at a time. And I really do believe God will be faithful to you. And I believe that he will remove or lessen each of these as you work in partnership with him on these. So that'll be our prayer for you.
Tony, thank you for the call. I'm sorry that we got disconnected from you, but it was a question I just didn't want to let drop, despite the fact that the call dropped. If you'd like to talk with Jerry and Debbie about trusting God, this is your opportunity. 888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH. Debbie, I'm interested in the fact that you connect all of this to the divine mercy message, because we're talking about trust. I'm all for divine mercy and everything, but what's the connection between divine mercy and trust, trusting in God?
Oh, so much. I mean, you know, here's the interesting thing, Cy, and I'm so glad you brought this up, because we hear about God's love and God's mercy, and then and there's also the arm of justice of God, right? But we want to understand better what the divine mercy message is and how it pertains to our lives. So let me just share with you one entry from the diary of Saint Faustina. And this is Jesus speaking to this great saint. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, "Say the chaplet I have taught you, and the storm will cease." Very clear. There you go. There's a recipe for getting the storms to cease.
Wow.
Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. So yeah, we have to do our part. We have to make sure it is compatible with God's will. But say the chaplet that I have taught you, and the storm will cease. I mean, you're talking about an amazing recipe for building trust in God, for obtaining true peace, amazing peace, by all of the messages that Jesus himself imparted to Saint Faustina. And she was so perfect in delivering that to us with this very thick diary that I encourage listeners to please meditate on one entry a day, and you'll see that your lives will definitely, it'll become clear where you're headed, you know, how well you're in alignment with God's will, and the trust will naturally build.
888-318-7884, the number we're talking about, trusting God. If you need some help trusting God, or maybe need help encouraging someone else in the family or a friend, someone at work to trust in God, your call is welcome here, 888-318-7884. The divine mercy to me, Jerry and Debbie, it strikes me as different from most of the kind of devotions that come along. It's been it's exploded. It has its own feast day 8 days after Easter now. It's a major part of modern Catholicism, and if you miss it, you miss a major movement of the Holy Spirit in modern Catholicism.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with what Debbie was sharing before about how 4 or 5 years ago, her understanding of divine mercy went to a new level, and that was, you know, because of a mutual friend that we have who really shared with us that the divine mercy. I think he said it's not a devotion; it's a way of life, and we have to look at it that way. Because like with everything, like with the rosary, our relationship with Our Lady, like with Eucharistic adoration, these are not things that we kind of step into and then step back out of. You know, these should be things that shape our lives, that define our lives, that make us who we are. So yeah, the divine mercy is, it's a way of life. And the thing is, we know from Scripture, we are going to receive God's mercy to the degree that we show mercy. And so that's something we need to pray for as well. We can go to God all day long and ask for his mercy, and God willing, he's going to give it. But we need to say, Lord, please help me to be merciful like you are merciful. I think Jesus even said that at one point, you know, we need to be merciful like our Heavenly Father is merciful. So this is a way of life. We need to be extending mercy to everybody we meet every single day as we go through this life. And we can be assured of God's mercy for anything that we're going through if we do that.
888-318-7884. Something I was talking with Tim Staples about just yesterday, actually, is this. I don't know if it's growing, but you see a lot of it, of people kind of despairing of God's forgiveness of them. I think there's a kind of a spiritual despair out there. How can I look? I like the person who says, I just keep committing the same sin over and over again. I know the priest is tired of hearing it from me. How can that person be encouraged to just not just keep going and keep struggling through, but be filled with a joyful trust in God?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry knows where I'm going with this, because I, at this point, when we have a discussion like this, I normally bring in a very wonderful and an expert in exorcism ministry, our friend Adam Bly. And Adam Bly talks about this a lot, about this idea that the demons, they truly want us to fall into despair. That's what they want. They want our destruction. And the way they do it is they can easily mess with our memories. They can mess with this idea of we're always looking back, mm-hmm. you know, at things we did in the past. We can't forgive ourselves. We can't accept God's forgiveness. We're struggling like that. We feel like we deserve this. This is the punishment that we have to endure because of the bad choices we made. And the demons love all that. Okay. That's why confession is so very, very important. It's also why the sacramentals are necessary, like a blessed St. Benedict medal or a miraculous medal and holy water, blessed salt. Adam talks about putting holy water on the top of your head and massaging it into your head, because our thoughts are very powerful and they keep us paralyzed. And that's exactly what the demons want. We have to fight hard not to let that happen.
888-318-7884, the number our good friends Jerry and Debbie from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie each day on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network are here with us. If you'd like to get their help trusting God, 888-318-7884. Are you ready to defend your faith in a world of unbelief? Join us at the 9th Annual Catholic Answers Apologetics Conference. This year's theme, I Believe in God, and it'll help you provide clear and charitable answers to atheism, agnosticism, and plain old indifference. Don't miss what promises to be the event of the season. Join us in San Diego from September 21st through 24th as we welcome our special guest, Dr. Scott Hahn, and an all-star lineup of great Catholic speakers. Spend quality time with your favorite Catholic Answers apologists and enjoy 4 days of fun, fellowship, and adoration of the Almighty. Seats are still available, but they're going fast. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 888-291-8000 to register. Enter promo code EARLY and save $50. That's CatholicAnswersConference.com.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word Podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity. In the early church was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. 8 years, if you can believe it, 8 years, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie has been on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, really a transformational show in many ways, doing things that have never been done on Catholic radio, building the community of people around that radio program, and a community of people that are devoted to the ideas of love and mercy and trust in God. If you're having trouble trusting in God, or if you'd like some help sharing with others how to trust in God, your call is very welcome this hour. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And Jerry and Debbie, before I go back to check on the phone lines, I do want to ask you about if I don't trust in God. It could be, I mean, there could be a lot of reasons for it, but if someone says, I just don't have that, I'm sorry, I don't have that trust in God. Do you have like life changes that you might suggest? You know, like if someone says, you know, I can't run a mile, I just can't do it. That's it. Then there'd be some kind of program that you would suggest to get to where you could run a mile. Well, do you have that for building up trust in God?
Well, I can tell you right now, I can't run a mile, so I don't have a program for how.
Because you
do
played
that.
Too much basketball, that's why you can't.
That's right. Yeah, my knees are kind of shot right now, but I would say, see, God is he's the perfection of all things that are human, and it's natural to us to want to trust people, to trust other people. You know, we get married, we trust our spouses,
yeah,
we trust our employers. You know, trust is just, it's a natural human thing to do. God is the perfection of all things that are human. That's why when Jesus says, Peter says, how many times should I forgive? Seven. Jesus says, no, 70 times seven. If Jesus says that we are capable of forgiving an infinite number of times, God is, of course, perfectly capable of forgiving an infinite number of times. And so maybe try some little things. You know, we all have situations every day that we worry about. We have to go into a conversation with somebody. We have to have a hard talk with somebody. We have to make decisions. Just try taking one of these little things and say, God, this is what I'm going to do. I believe this is where you're leading me in this particular situation. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust that this is the right thing to do. Again, take little bite-sized pieces. And as your confidence in God grows, then those bigger things are going to be easier for you to trust God with, I think. Debbie, I don't know if you want to.
Well, that was excellent. That was fabulous. And I was going on that same path, Jerry, of taking these small steps. You know, less is more with God. We just have to make that turn towards God. We don't have to try to do everything all at once. God helps us along the way. Of course he does. And so does our guardian angel. So that's incredible. But one thing I just wanted to say about that is, you know, Jerry brought out the beautiful point about how we as human beings find it easy to trust other people until we get burned, right? If we get burned, then what happens? The wall goes up and we're very guarded. Well, our God doesn't want us with those walls. He wants all of us. So those walls have to find a way to come down so we can be the full authentic self. In life coaching, we always say practice makes permanent. I know we've always heard practice makes perfect, but in coaching, it's practice makes permanent. You have to practice your way out of that and practice your way into a full trusting relationship of God. But you do it slowly, like Jerry said.
888-318-7884, the number. You're welcome here. Back to the phones I go. Tom in Buffalo, New York is up next. Tom, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jerry and Debbie.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Jerry and Debbie, I wish you could answer a question for me about. I've been a Christian for 86 years, and I follow Christ every day, but I find it really difficult when I understand God creates us, yet He creates so many people to be born into different religions without a chance, really, of becoming a Christian, or with very little chance of becoming a Christian. And we're told, I've been told all my life that you had to be a Christian, and the church says you have to be a Catholic in order to go to heaven. Otherwise, you're going to suffer in hell. And I don't understand how God can do that. It seems like He's condemning people before He even creates them. And if He knew, like I was taught in Catholic school, that He knew before we were born just what would happen in our life. And it's just so confusing to me that it almost sounds like He's creating people and they're on their way to hell as soon as He creates them.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Jerry and Debbie?
Yeah, well, Tom, thanks for the call, and God bless you, for your full life of being a faithful follower of Christ. The immediate thought that comes to my mind is we are called to trust God, but God also, this is going to sound kind of funny maybe, God trusts us. God trusts us with the truth of revelation, and He has given us free will so that we have the freedom to act upon that. And it is unfortunate that not every person on the face of the earth is a Catholic Christian. We certainly wish that that was the case, and that is certainly what Catholic Answers exists to try to facilitate, and all of us on Catholic Radio. However, you know, we do understand Scripture is very clear, and the Church is very clear that everyone is going to be judged according to what they know, and you know, there are some people who have different levels or degrees of ignorance of the truth of Christ. Now, it is true. You've got a world today with technology especially that really pretty much has eliminated any loopholes for, you know, to be able to claim ignorance on this particular issue. But again, it gets back to free will, and God will not violate that. He trusts us with the greatest gift that he has given us, and that is our free will. And unfortunately, some people, like you said, embrace other religions for whatever reasons. And I always like to say what my mother used to say, but for the grace of God, go I. Sometimes I hit my knees and I ask God, why me? I look at even friends and family members that I have, Tom, and I say, they are living a life far apart from God right now. Why am I not far apart from God? Only by his grace and only by his mercy. And it really should propel us and compel us to be deep in prayer for everyone who doesn't know Christ on a personal basis, and it isn't a member of his church. And we want all souls to be saved. I always say one soul lost is too many. So I have a thirst for soul like that of Jesus, and I think that's what we all should pray for. Debbie, I don't know.
Well, the only thing I would add, Tom, is that an amazing priest once told me this, because I asked this exact question, Tom. We think alike in this area. And I asked this priest, I said, what about the Jewish people? What about the Muslims? What about people who have never heard or really understood the depth of Christ? And he said to me, and this has forever changed the way I feel about things. He said, Debbie, you need to understand this. God is also asking everybody to be the best they can be in their belief of what their faith tradition is. So if you are Jewish, be the best Jew you can possibly be. If you are Lutheran, be the best Lutheran you can possibly be. If you are Muslim, be the best Muslim you can possibly be. It's important to God that we authentically enter in to a relationship and we're not lukewarm. And then I said, well, where does that leave us, Father? I mean, if people are authentically diving into their belief system, then, you know, how would they ever make that jump to Christianity? And he said, that's the key. He said, when people really practice their faith, they end up practicing their way right out of their faith and into a fuller truth. It is pretty amazing. And when I started to think of it that way, Tom, everyone has an opportunity. Everyone has a chance. And also, we don't know precisely how God it judges each and every person different from how we were raised. We don't know the precise way. That is a very private encounter between Jesus and that soul. So I just would say, Tom, be at peace with that. Pray, though, that people really start living out their faith life in an authentic way, because we've got a lot of lukewarmness out there, and we know what the Bible says about that. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I was going to go back to Tom. Tom?
Yeah, I was doing the take two style. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I appreciate your answer, especially Debbie hit home to me. It still means that, like when I hear you have to be Catholic or you have to be Christian, it doesn't seem to hold the truth. But that's, if you be the best you can be, If you can be, you know, the best you can be in your own religion, that makes some sense there.
Yeah, there is a subtlety to that teaching about salvation coming, always coming from the Catholic Church. And the subtlety, you may know this already, Tom, but I do want to make sure that any listener who doesn't know it is clear on it. Salvation always comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus always shares that salvation through the church that he founded. But people can be connected to that salvation in a variety of mysterious ways that we don't know. So there may be people who are within the visible boundaries of the church who really are in a bad relationship with God, who have rejected God. And there can be people outside the visible boundaries of the church who are in some mysterious way connected to the faith of the church. And it's that faith that is salvific. So we don't ever deny that that all salvation comes through the Catholic Church because of Jesus Christ, who founded that church. We don't say, therefore, because you're a Hindu, it's hopeless. And I don't want to miss that subtlety. Anybody want to pick up from there?
I think that was very well said.
Yeah, I don't know if this is pertinent or not, but a scripture just came to mind. It's in Matthew chapter 3, about verse 7. Jesus says, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father.'" Jesus says, "I tell you, out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham." So God can do anything that he wants. And like you said, Cy, there are maybe very many mysterious ways that people are somehow grafted onto Christ that we don't know about. We have to follow what we know to be true. And as faithful, I think the three of us can say to ourselves, we must be faithful, practicing Catholics, because we know that to be the fullness of truth that God has given us. For those who do not know that or understand that, God, he wills the salvation of all. So he can work in many mysterious ways. And so I think we just need to pray for all people to really, come to know Jesus and the fullness of his truth, like we have been gifted to be able to know it.
Tom, thank you so much for the call. We are at the point where we have to take a break. If you are struggling with your trust in God or would like some help with how to help others come to a trusting relationship with God, you are welcome to call. We'll take a very brief break. If you're on the line, hang on. We're coming right back. If you haven't dialed, there are lines open, 888-318-7884.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
This is Father John Trigilio. We need Catholic Radio because it is a lifeline to Holy Mother Church. Catholic Radio enables us to know what the Church teaches, but also to have solidarity with one another. It is one way that we express our commonality, our communio, that we are family. And by staying together, we can be God's children here on earth.
The world needs EWTN Catholic Radio, now more than ever.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, where everybody likes to call in the last 15 minutes of the show. So we're just going to go through calls now with Jerry and Debbie, Jerry Usher, Debbie Giorgiani, the hosts of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, each day on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Your calls welcome if you have any questions about trusting God. 888-318-7884. Jacob's in Katy, Texas, watching on YouTube. Jacob, we're awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jerry and Debbie.
Hey, the past like 2 months, I got a book about discerning diocesan priesthood, and so I've been reading that, and I mean, I've had problems with having trouble with sleep since then, and then I had a very bad case last year. So at about midnight, I woke up in the middle of the night, and it felt like there was something in my room. I'd never experienced this before. It was the worst thing I'd ever felt. And I didn't try and pray or anything. My first instinct, I just ran right downstairs into bed with my mom.
That's what I do.
I mean, ever since then, I've questioned if I truly trust in God, and especially because I'm a discerning priesthood. That's a very important aspect.
Well, let me, Jacob, I'm going to send you to Jerry and Debbie, but let me ask you this about that experience. It sounds to me, and I'm sure it sounds to Jerry and Debbie, like this is connected with your discerning the diocesan priesthood, that maybe there are evil spirits who'd like to interrupt that. Is that your sense, that these things are connected?
Yeah, so that was before I'd even considered priesthood. And okay. then about two months ago, I'd had fine sleep. Then 2 months ago, I got the book, started reading it, and started contemplating. And then I've had, I've pulled two all-nighters just without, like on accident. So I've been holding, I'll hold a rosary, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's hard to explain, but it's hard to just, I like during the day, I'm like, I trust in you, God. And, if there's something at night, then I'll run to you.
But it goes away when it's dark and you're alone.
That emotion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Jerry and Debbie.
So first I just wanted to say, Jacob, we're definitely going to be praying for your discernment, into a vocation of the priesthood. That is amazing. But, again, we work with Adam Bly, religious demonologist, and this actually comes up quite often on The Spirit World, the show that I co-host with him on EWTN Radio. And Jacob, I will tell you that there's, you know, it can be many factors. You know, maybe I would suggest also going to your doctor to make sure that you're not dealing with anything else that is causing anxiety or fear or anything else, or any type of depression or anything like that. Okay, you want to make sure you rule that out. I mean, because it could be, you know, something of that nature that can be easily, you know, taken care of. But if it is, in fact, you know, something that is like a resistance that's coming from the evil ones in order to kind of get you off the mark, kind of get your mind in, you know, distracted and kind of just focused on that. You being a great Catholic, right? You have the sacramentals. I would definitely bring in a blessed St. Benedict medal. Have it be the traditional blessing, the Benedictine blessing of the Saint Benedict medal. Have that on you. I would definitely have a blessed rosary. I would do exactly what we said earlier, taking holy water, massaging it into the top of your head before you go to sleep at night, you know, because maybe it's some form of sleep paralysis or something of that nature. And holy water, or if it is any type of demonic, you know, kind of just something that's just trying to get you off the mark, that the sacramentals definitely assist. And I would definitely, if you can, if it were me, Jacob, I would make sure the home is blessed that you are sleeping in, because you're discerning a very important life decision here. And so, of course, the demons are not going to be happy about it. I was going to do it again, Si. I don't want to take away your hosting job.
Yeah, come on. I need this paycheck. Jacob, what do you think?
I think that's awesome. Yeah, I've had troubles with, even the other night, I was just eating like a treat, like a sweet treat in my room. And then something fell off and I just ran right out of the room. I heard a quote and it was, a coward dies 1,000 times before his death. Mm-hmm. And I heard that today and I've been taking that into consideration. I was like, if I really want to do this, then I need to like actually like stand up for my faith.
Jacob, you're a good man. I know lots of people are praying for you. I know that's mm-hmm. the quote that a coward dies 1,000 times before his death. But as a coward, I'll tell you, it's way more than 1,000. Way more than 1,000. Thanks for the call. I'm just moving because I want to try to get everybody on with Jerry and Debbie. Robert in British Columbia, Canada, please go ahead with your question for Jerry and Debbie.
Thank you. My question is this. When we pray to God and we experience serenity and our prayers seem to go unanswered and we might even be cast down, how can we trust God all the more?
All right. Very good, Robert. Because maybe Debbie, Jerry and Debbie, you know about that spiritual aridity, the sense of the absence of God that comes in prayer. How can you trust God all the more in that situation?
I got a couple thoughts, Deb, if you don't mind. Robert, thanks for the call. I think St. Francis de Sales is the one who said we are supposed to seek the God of consolations, not the consolations of God. And because God is going to withdraw those consolations at times in our lives, all of the saints talk about this. There is no escaping it. We are called to advance in holiness. And as we do that in life, this is simply going to happen. Those dry moments, those arid moments, and even, yes, those moments when it seems like God is simply not even present at all. I would draw your attention to Psalm 22, which Jesus, prayed from the cross. My God, why have thou forsaken me? Don't just stop at that first line, though. Read the entire psalm. It's a beautiful psalm. It ends, gloriously and triumphantly. And so, again, that's Psalm 22. But we're going to have these moments in our lives. And these are times when we have to, a good friend of mine, Debbie knows her as well. She calls them prayers of the feet. Every step that we take has to be just like a little mini prayer. We don't necessarily see where we're going. We don't necessarily feel or experience God's presence, but we have to somehow know that He is there. He is not withdrawn. He's just giving us that sensation, that experience that He has withdrawn, so that we will seek Him more, and that we will seek Him simply for who He is, not for the things He does for us.
Debbie, unless you got something that you'd like to urgently add, I want to keep going because I do have more callers. And Robert, thank you very, very much for the call. It is something that does happen where all the calls pile up at the end some hours. So we'll go to Kathleen in New Jersey, listening on 89.3 FM. Kathleen, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jerry and Debbie.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I've been through a lot of trials in life, and I keep going through them. But years ago, I just started, because of the trial, started memorizing scripture. And I think that's one of your best steps, because it's the living word. It's God breathed. And anything else you can memorize, it's not living and active. And this is, so it strengthens you. It's food you can take in. And the first, when we had this topic, the first verse that came to me was Proverbs 3:5-6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And you discussed that earlier, not part of you, but all of you, and lean not on your own understanding. And God's ways are not our ways, so we have to accept that. And then also, like in James, we've memorized the book of James, but it's on practical living. And one of the opening lines is, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because, the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you'll be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So it's giving you that benefit. Also, 1 Peter 5:6-7, humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord, that He will lift you up in due time. I like this part. It says, cast all your anxiety on Him, for He cares for you. Even the littlest things that might be stressing you out, He says that you can cast it on Him.
Jerry, oh, I'm sorry, Kathleen, I thought you were finished with your comment, but we are getting near the end. So Jerry and Debbie, beautiful. First of all, beautiful scripture, but what do you think of the idea of memorizing scripture as a way of learning to trust God?
I was just going to say, Kathleen, you nailed it. Way to go. So perfect to get this message out to everyone that is listening. Memorize scripture, absolutely. And you said it beautifully. It's the living word of God. Sometimes we bring on much more suffering than we need to endure. Okay, but the living word of God is healing. It's healing, and it's active, and it's alive. So Kathleen, home run. Wow.
Yeah, I think Kathleen, you referenced 1 Peter 5, some of the verses there. One of my favorites is 1 Peter 5:10. And this might be a good little way to end this conversation about trust, because we're all going to go through trials. But 1 Peter 5:10 says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, get this, will Himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. So there is hope. As long as we trust in God, He will bring us through no matter what it is that we have to go through.
Kathleen, God bless you. Thank you so much for that. I want to remind folks that tomorrow is the 8th anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Will you guys be doing a special show?
We're doing our urgent prayer request show. So Hopefully we'll get to share.
So everyone who listens on the 8th anniversary gets a car, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, a little matchbox, yep.
Oh. Okay.
You get a card.
Sorry, I mixed you guys up with Oprah. Check it out every day and on repeat, I'm sure, many times a week. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Debbie Giorgiani, Jerry Usher, our guests. They are the hosts of that show, and it starts its ninth year this week. Jerry and Debbie, thanks very much. Loved that hour.
Thank you, Si.
Thanks for having us. God bless.
You too, as well. All right, coming up, Trent Horn, tips for defending the faith. If you'd like some tips from Trent Horn on defending the Christian faith, on defending the person of God, or on defending a particular Catholic doctrine, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884.